This goes to Dr. Moon, M like Mary, O, N like November, fax 989-463-1713, regarding Francis, F-R-A-N-C-E-S, McClintock, M like Mary, C, capital C-L-I, N like November, T-I-C, date of birth 3/16/1935. Dear Dr. Moon, this is a telemedicine follow-up visit for Miss McClintock with stage 3B, chronic kidney disease, congestive heart failure, paroxysmal atrial fibrillation, and hypertension. Her last visit was August 23rd of 2021. She had undergone the permanent pacemaker placement back in July of 2021 for severe bradycardia, and she doesn't remember much of that, but she's feeling much better since the pacemaker was placed. No dizziness, no fatigue, no syncopal episodes. No nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia. No diarrhea, blood, or melena. No chest pain or palpitations. She has shortness of breath with exertion that is stable. None at rest, no orthopnea or PND. No edema or claudication symptoms, and urine is clear without cloudiness or blood. Medications. Medication list is reviewed. She uses Tylenol as needed for pain. She's also anticoagulated with warfarin. She uses Lasix 20 milligram once daily for edema control. Physical exam, weight is 229, pulse 75, and oxygen saturation is 96% on room air. Blood pressure is 142 over 79. Labs, most recent lab studies were done February 24th of 2022. Creatinine is 1.6, which is stable. Calcium is 9.1. Electrolytes are normal. Phosphorus 3.9. Hemoglobin 12.8 with normal white count and normal platelets. Assessment and plan, stage 3B, chronic kidney disease with stable creatinine levels, paroxysmal atrial fibrillation, anticoagulated with warfarin, congestive heart failure without exacerbation, and feeling much better with the permanent pacemaker placement, hypertension. The patient will continue to have lab studies done every 3 months. She would like to get them done in your office, and so we faxed a lab order over to the clinic. She should follow a low-salt diet and limit fluid intake, and she'll be rechecked by this practice in the next 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.